Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Celtics are back at it tonight, hosting the Brooklyn Nets in their season opener at the Garden. After a disappointing season last year that saw only 25 wins, fans and players alike are looking for something to get excited about this year. Kyle Draper of Comcast SportsNet New England joins us this morning to preview the 2014-2015 Boston Celtics season. Good morning, Kyle.
Bob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. You know, in some ways, many people consider this team a team still in development. How far along is that development in your view? And in the big picture, what would be a good outcome for the Celtics this season?
Well, I think we're still in the very early stages of this development. One thing we're seeing with the Celtics right now, it's not going to be a quick fix, Bob. It's not going to be overnight, you know, return to Celtics glory. I will say that this team that they have this year is a lot better than last year's team. I mean, if you just look at the talent on the roster, you have, you know, 10, 11, 12 legitimate NBA players on this roster. That's a huge step up from a season ago.
All right, let's talk some specific. Rajon Rondo, the star point guard, told reporters he'd decide whether he can play in the opener tonight after he wakes up from his afternoon nap today. He's still trying to come back from a broken hand. Talk about his progress, his prognosis, and what we can expect from him this year.
Hey, coming from a guy who knows how important the afternoon nap is, I fully sympathize with Rondo. Seriously, though, I mean, he's playing a guessing game with us right now. It's late last week he was cleared for full contact practice, and he's been practicing with the team. On Monday, he said it was 79%. On Tuesday, he said it was 83%. And I guess on Wednesday, it may be 88%. But it's going to be a true game-time decision. And it's a big difference having him on the floor if you're the Celtics. I mean, he is undoubtedly the leader on that team.
All right, let's talk specifically about one more player. Tell us about the new Celtic from Oklahoma State. They drafted Marcus Smart with the number 6th overall pick in the draft this year. How high are the expectations are for him in this rookie season for him?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for it in his rookie season. I think within the organization, they expect, you know, him to be a cornerstone piece of the future. But, you know, from my perspective, I expect him to be one of the team leaders this season.
All right, I want to ask you one more question. What about Celtics coach Brad Stevens as he enters his second season? What's he trying to accomplish? And if the Celts have another mediocre season, do you think that team ownership and management still cuts him some slack as a pretty young and still new coach?
Yeah, I think so, Bob, because one of the things I'm getting, you know, from talking to the Celtics organization and just the vibe around there, they're all on the same page. Danny Ainge, Whit Grosbeck, and Brad Stevens, they know this is a process. I don't think anybody's thinking that they're title contenders this year or even, you know, a 45-win team this year. With that being said, Brad Stevens can only coach the players given to him. And right now, this roster, while it's better than last year, still isn't a championship contender. So if the Celtics struggle this year, I don't think the blame would necessarily fall at Brad Stevens' doorstep.
Kyle Draper, who covers the Celtics for Comcast SportsNet New England, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
No problem, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
The Boston Celtics season begins tonight against the Nets at the Garden. Game time, 7:30.